Last night, an alleged member of the Jewish Defense League, designated by the FBI as a known violent extremist organization, attempted to blow up the home of Nerdin Kiswani in a chilling act of political violence and an apparent assassination plot. The defendant allegedly planned to flee to Israel following the attack. They love doing that. They do love doing that. They fuck kids, do crimes, then they run over there. It makes me wonder if that the guy with the bioweapons lab in Los Angeles is going to flee to Israel too. You guys know about that? Israeli citizen in America, in Los Angeles, also Las Vegas? Is it both? Is it one or the other? Bioweapons lab had a bunch of like diseases and mice. Was it Vegas? Didn't they let him out without bond? That's funny. There were two labs. Got him, two labs. Wait, what was that? That one pedophile guy who escaped to Israel recently. It was a big deal. He had like he was like pardoned by Trump or whatever, and then he immediately skipped town. That doesn't narrow it down. You're right. You're right. Sorry. National pastime. Yeah, the cybersecurity guy. Yeah. Sorry, this is unrelated to what Mamdani's saying. Israeli citizen was arrested in Las Vegas after police found a cache of weapons, lab equipment, and more than 1,000 samples of unknown liquids at a home tied to a widening biosecurity investigation, the LA Times reports. That's why I thought Los Angeles. The LA Times. Gotcha. Foul smell led officials to a warehouse in Reedley where they discovered a hidden lab containing thousands of biological samples. 1,000 lab mice had evidence of at least 20 infectious agents, including SARS, hepatitis, and dengue. Prosecutors say a Chinese national, Jia Beishu, ran a scheme from there, importing COVID tests from China, selling them as American-made, and a congressional report flagged over 1.3 million unexplained payments. Anyway, I look forward to his flight to Israel as well. Before CBS went crazy. Ah, the classic. From CBS News. I'm surprised Barry Weiss hasn't made them delete this video yet. How Jewish-American pedophiles hide from justice in Israel. I'm sorry, I really hate Israel. I'm getting distracted. I'm going on a bit of a tangent.
A CBS News investigation has uncovered a loophole that allows accused and convicted American pedophiles to escape justice by moving to Israel. So Ian Lee has been following this for more than a year, and he traveled to Israel for this investigation. He worked with a group that tracks people accused of sex crimes, which estimates dozens of Americans have used this loophole.
So, you know, he's 6'2".
We are on a stakeout looking for this man. Jimmy Julius Caro, 48 years old, and wanted on charges of sexually assaulting a 9-year-old girl in Oregon back in 2000 and a 5-year-old girl in Israel in 2001. He's considered dangerous. But these photos are a few years old, so we don't know if he'll look the same. He remains elusive. Previous attempts to capture him have failed.
Obviously,
it's so cool how the mainstream media would legitimately not let you run the story now. Like, it sounds like the kind of thing Alex Jones would say, but it's actually objectively true. CBS would never run this story now. No news agency would. Absolutely not. Well, anyway, sorry. So, terrorist attack. This comes amid an alarming rise in threats and violence across the country targeting Palestinian human rights advocates. I'm thankful for the NYPD and FBI thwarting the plot, which could have endangered Nerdin's life and those of other New Yorkers. Let me be clear, we will not tolerate violent extremism in our city. No one should face violence for their political beliefs, their advocacy. I am relieved Nerdin is safe. Our city must meet hate with solidarity. Law enforcement officials are said to have disrupted a plot to assassinate Nerdin Kiswani, leader of one of New York's most active pro-Palestinian protest groups. Finally, terrorism is legal. I think it's funny, the other day we were watching a video about how they were going to do a false flag to plant Islamic terrorism in New York City, and the first terrorist plot to happen since Mamdani takes over is a Jewish Zionist one targeting a Palestinian official. A New Jersey man, Alexander Hafler, 26, was taken into custody after detectives and federal agents searched his Hoboken home and found 8 Molotov cocktails. A police official said Friday Mr. Hafler was a member of the branch of the Jewish Defense League, a pro-Israel group designated by the FBI as a terrorist organization. He was charged Friday morning in a 2-count criminal complaint with making and possessing the devices and appearing in federal court in Newark on Friday afternoon. The complaint did not specify a motive for the planned attack, which was laid out in detail. If convicted, Mr. Hafler could face up to 20 years in prison. The complaint said the plan had been in the works since at least February, when Mr. Hafler discussed building and using Molotov cocktails for what he described as self-defense on a group video call that included an undercover detective. Self-defense Molotovs? Yeah. The classic self-defense tool. Everyone, you don't keep a pocket Molotov when you're walking around town? He did not appear to have any family members or friends with him in court and was represented by a federal public defender. He swayed and fidgeted nervously in his chair. Friendless, typical Zionist, wearing a gray sweatshirt and a black yarmulke that slipped occasionally off his head. Wait, really? Did it not have a little clip? What the fuck? That shit's supposed to stay glued on, man. Okay. Oh my god. In court, the judge noted that his income was likely too high for him to continue to take advantage of a court-appointed lawyer. Fuck me, dude. The jokes. Oh my god. Oh, brother. Come on. All right. The Cumtown bits. Come on. Miss Kiswani has drawn the opprobrium. Opprobrium. Ooh, hold on. I think I can pick up that word in context, but, you know, harsh criticism or censure. Ooh, we're pulling it out today. No, it's a good one. It's a good one. Of pro-Israel groups for saying she supports the liberation of the Palestinian people by any means necessary, including armed resistance. Protesters at events organized by her group sometimes wave the flags of Hamas and Hezbollah. Based. The group's tactics and its use of certain slogans have led to accusations that it and its members are anti-Semitic. Ms. Kiswani has long denied those accusations and argued that her activism opposes Israel, its policies, and its structure as a Jewish state. A common chant at within our lifetime protests is Judaism, yes, Zionism, no, the state of Israel's got to go. Cool. But pro-Israel and many Jewish groups have rejected that argument, calling it a smokescreen and saying Zionism is intrinsic to the religious or ethnic identity of many American Jews. Damn, that sucks for you guys then. I'm sorry ethno-nationalism is baked into your DNA or whatever. That's going to be a real fucking problem for you in our liberal democracy. I mean, if you say so, if you're saying that, like, innately your belief system is hateful and violent, I mean, that sounds anti-Semitic to me. I've known Jews who aren't Zionist. I mean, I guess they were doing it wrong. The state of Israel, which has existed for less than 100 years, is intrinsic to our ethnic and religious identity, which has been around for thousands. It's the JQ, but positive. It literally is. Ms. Kiswani's activism has made her a reviled target for pro-Israel groups. In February, she filed a civil rights lawsuit against one of these groups, Bitar US, which she said had used social media to put bounties on her head. The group had posted about her frequently in recent years. She also said the group had harassed her in person with beepers, an apparent reference to an Israeli military attack in Lebanon that used explosives. Again, I fucking hate Zionists, dude. Like, even a relatively radical pro-Palestinian advocate who's like, yeah, Hamas, Hezbollah, whatever, like, the best Zionists have to do there is like, hey, remember the terrorist attack where we killed children? Like, they can't even make a positive case for their own existence. They're just like, neener, neener, we killed kids, we can do it to you too. They don't even want to, like, I don't know, make an argument for their existence. All they have is like, well, we're already in power and we fucking kill people who we don't like. Vaguely threatening people, yeah. That's a pretty good article. Both sidesy, as always, but, you know. I don't know anything about the Jewish Defense League except for the fact that I've heard about it before. That's a long wiki page. Holy shit. The group took to bombing Arab and Soviet properties in the United States while assassinating a variety of alleged enemies of the Jewish people, ranging from Arab American political activists to neo-Nazis. A number of JDL members have been linked to violent, sometimes deadly attacks in the United States and other countries, including the murder of Arab American ADC regional director Alex Odeh in 1985, Cave of Patriarchs massacre in 1994, holy shit, mass shooting of Palestinians who were praying at the Ibrahimi Mosque in Hebron. God damn. Do you condemn the Jewish Defense League? I think I do. Yeah, I think I might actually do. That was Barak Goldstein, Ben-Gavir's hero. Oh, yeah. This attack where they slaughtered Palestinians was carried out by this guy, who is very popular with Ben-Gavir. Yeah. Huh. He died right after I was born. He's a saint to many in Israel. Love that he's wearing the gold star that he put there himself in his fucking Wikipedia page. Look at me. I'm just like a Holocaust victim off to go slaughter a bunch of civilians at mosque. Disgusting country. It really is. Yeah, for sure. It's rotted to its core. It's not like it like people love to make comparisons, and I know the American government and media class are really bad, but I maintain my position, and I really do mean this. The average American is just a guy. The average Israeli is not just a guy. There is fundamentally a sick society, different to our own. The whole country is built on, it's like America has all of these bad elements, but Israel is built on all of them. It's like a fundamental component, whereas the average American gets to, like, for the most part, ignore it. You know, like, not to say we're not complicit to an extent, of course. I wouldn't suggest that that's invalid. Just, you know, there is a different level of concentration. On February 25th, Goldstein, dressed in an Israeli military uniform, entered a mosque in the Cave of Patriarchs and opened fire on the 800 Palestinian Muslim worshippers praying there during the month of Ramadan, killing 29 and wounding 125 until he was beaten to death by survivors. Goldstein's gravesite became a pilgrimage site for Jewish extremists. The following words are inscribed in the tomb. He gave his life for the people of Israel, its Torah, and its land. Again, the terrorist who just slaughtered innocent, like not... In 1999, after the passing of Israeli legislation outlawing monuments to terrorists, the Israeli army dismantled the shrine that had been built to Goldstein at the site of his interment. The tombstone and its epitaph, Goldstein, a martyr with clean hands and a pure heart, was left untouched. After the flagstones around it were removed, the ground was covered in gravel. Nice. At Goldstein's funeral, Rabbi Yaakov Pirin claimed that even 1 million Arabs are not, quote, worth a Jewish fingernail. Samuel Hakoim, a teacher at a Jerusalem college, declared Goldstein the greatest Jew alive, not in one way, but in every way, and said he was the only one who could do it, the only one who was 100% perfect. Rabbi Dov Lior of Kiryat Abba declared that Goldstein was, quote, holier than all the martyrs of the Holocaust. I'm not sure if the Nazis were this anti-Semitic. they're really competing for it. And these people have nukes? Yep. Anyway, prior to entering the Knesset, Otzma Yehudit party leader and current Israeli Minister for National Security, Itamar Ben-Gvir, the second most powerful person in Israel, displayed a portrait of Goldstein in his living room. It was removed when Ben-Gvir entered politics. I like that they gave him like a hero's tomb as well. Like not like a regular tombstone. It's like a fucking giant altar. Again, I'm really sorry, man. But if the Democratic Party's position is that you have to be you have to worship this or you're an anti-Semite, and I'm trying desperately to offer people a third way here. You know, I really don't think that you have to be deferential to this third way. Okay, fine, a fourth way. Ben-Gvir is the one who's armed settlers with more and more weapons. It is worth noting that as much as we regard Ben-Gvir as an extremist, his positions do represent the intentions of the Israeli government and also a significant portion of their population. Anyway, thank you NYPD for stopping this assassination from a person who was from the same group as the Goldstein guy that we just looked at. NYPD is now Hamas. Many such cases. And I don't think either Israelis or the Democratic Party are in favor of that guy. Ben-Gvir is the current head of national security, man. He had a portrait of him. He had a portrait of Goldstein. This is like known about. It's publicly known. It's not like a little, it's pretty clear what Ben-Gvir believes, you know? It's not just like a one and done, one off thing. It's crazy, because like there are a lot of crazy bad people who, get like glazed in American politics for sure. And right now the Republicans are on like a rampage, vice signaling everyone like Christopher Columbus or whatever. But usually when bad people are valorized in America, they're valorized for not the bad things that they did. In history books, Christopher Columbus is treated too nicely, but he's treated too nicely because he's like the founder of America. Huge finger quotes, you know what I mean. He's not being treated nicely because of all the raping and killing that he did, which he did a lot, right? Whereas with Goldstein, they worshipped him specifically for slaughtering a bunch of innocent Palestinians. And I don't even know how much of a... Yeah, I don't know, man. It's hard to get over the rape riots. Bitar Worldwide made an insane post about the Superman movie. The NYPD Mujahideen held the line on this one. True!